Good evening. Tonight is Monday, July 14th. I'm Evan, and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter Podcast. Had a pretty decent day today. Work didn't start out too bad, although I'm definitely going to be pretty busy on that front, kind of making up for lost time from last week. Like I said, went all right. I came home, got kind of bored, and realized I hadn't done any round braiding lately, and didn't really have a whole lot of pre-cut strap laying around, and didn't really feel like doing a whole lot of stranding, so I took some nylon parachute cord that I had to have around and pulled the core strands out of it. It actually makes for pretty decent decent replacement for leather for braiding, just because when you pull the core out, it tends to lay fairly flat, and it's really inexpensive, so it's you don't really lose a whole lot by playing around with it, experimenting with it, and there's some definitely other upsides to working with the material, just in that, like I said, it's a hell of a lot cheaper than working with kangaroo hide, for instance. So just the material cost is pretty low. It also is pretty low maintenance. It doesn't dry out like leather. You don't have to worry about biological stuff soaking into it as much. It's really easy to clean. You can take fairly harsh chemicals to it. It's not really going to mess up the nylon too much. So in general, there's a lot of positive sides to braiding with nylon. So anyway, I played around with that and made a basically did a kind of general mock-up of a snake whip. It's not shot loaded or anything, and it's a lot. It's only about 2.5 feet long. Basically, I was just kind of getting an idea for some lengths and diameters and things like that, playing around, and just kind of getting back into the sort of habit of braiding. It's a very repetitive process that you have to do very consistently to come up with a solid end product, and it tends to kind of wear on your fingers pretty heavy if you're not used to doing it on a regular basis. My fingers are already kind of sore, and I was only playing with it for a couple hours, but I think the end result ended up turning out surprisingly well. So I'm thinking I might be picking up some more parachute cord here, and trying to decide exactly what I want to do with the weighting, and probably putting together either a snake whip or a bull whip sometime in the next couple days, using the nylon parachute cord. So that should be an interesting little project there. Anyways, that was my main highlight for the evening. The only other thing really worth noting is I finally let my cats out of the basement. As I mentioned before, I just recently moved into a new place, and I was kind of letting them sort of acclimate to the new space by keeping them shut up in a smaller, more confined area, which is kind of easier on them psychologically. But I think they're finally kind of mellowed out and used to things, so I finally started letting them run around the house proper today, and they're very excited. Kind of twitchy, scared, not really sure what to make of things. It's kind of par for the course, though. They seem pretty pretty happy to have a lot more room to run around in, though. So I'd say that's going pretty well. Anyway, that's about it for the evening. As always, I can be reached with any questions, comments, or feedback at evan@kinkycrafter.com. And I hope you all have a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.